Aaron Rodgers, the plan, he's got a workout today. They'll obviously evaluate, but we're looking tomorrow to potentially practice him in a trial return only. So, but that's the outlook. We'll determine that tomorrow after his work today. Well, I thought Aaron Jones looked good yesterday, but today's evaluation will be important for him, and hopefully he can progress to some more work in tomorrow's practice. But he definitely took a step forward.
You know, if Aaron practices, what kind of a shot in the arm could that provide morale-wise? To see for everybody else, you think that's a big deal or no?
Absolutely, I think it's a big deal when you see your leader out there. Yeah, definitely. So, the guys have been able to, watch him work here the last couple of weeks. He's been going through the fundamental part of it. But I think you also have to be in tune with, the trial return mode, which, every player, as you work through their protocol of procedure, the procedure specifics of how they're coming back from their specific injuries. So, that'd be great to have him out there.
Are you proceeding right now as if Ty Montgomery and Kevin King won't be available Sunday, or is there still a chance?
Ty Montgomery will not, and Kevin King, I could declare him out for the game also.
Are you disappointed in the weather? Not if there's anything you can do about it, but with a Florida team coming in, would you prefer 20?
Makes for good TV, radio, but the only thing I've ever just watched is the wind and things that may affect the way you're going to approach the game. But no, it's I don't think you ever throw away a 40 plus degree day in December in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
You mentioned the window was obviously really windy yesterday. Is that the forecast for Sunday too, as far as you know? And
my understanding is the wind's not going to be that high.
Mike, I know that you didn't watch Tampa's defense on film last year, but they led the league in third down defense a year ago and they're last this year. I'm just curious, what have you seen in that defense, especially
now? Well, they're well coached. You can see the discipline. We're just going through the 2-minute plan before I walked in here. So, there's things you look for each week when you compete against the defense. So they do the little things very well. I mean, just as far as their coordination between the rush and the coverage. This is a challenge for us. I mean, I think it's like any team that you haven't played for quite some time. As the week goes on, you get more and more comfortable with what they're doing. Your respect grows for what they can do. But as we know, this is the day where we kind of everything is in, and we're cleaning up our plan, scrubbing it down, and then we just we need to play our game and play above the standard that we have been playing to this point.
Julio Jones had a really big game against him last week. Obviously, it's a different quarterback, different system, different player. Do you take anything out of that at all, or is it just so different that there's not much to take out of him and you just focus on your stuff?
Well, I mean, Bill, you look at all the tape. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You look at the not only the players for the Buccaneers, which we're obviously focused on, but you look at the matchups, particularly in the Atlanta game, and what was the coverage, who was matched up against who, conceptually, how did they do it, the down the distance. So, I mean, you look at all those variables. That's why you spend the time that you do in the game planning process, and you definitely want to apply it forward. But, when we get to Friday, we've been practicing the things that we know that we feel are our strengths and how we're going to go into this game. Our perimeter versus their perimeter is definitely a matchup that we have to utilize, and no different running the football. I mean, they have some real strengths in their defense, and we know what they are. But we got to at the end of the day, we got to play to our strengths.
Mike, we heard from Dimitri Goodson in the locker room yesterday. He was talking about just what he's come back from over this last year. Can you speak to kind of just what you've seen from him and just everything he's been through to get back to this point right now?
Dimitri Goodson has just been on an incredible path of just the rehab. I mean, I cannot tell you, how much he's put into this, where he's come from. He's just been unbelievable just in his approach. So he's practicing. He's still working through some things, but, it's great to have him back out there, have him practicing. But just a very, very long road. He's come back from a significant major injury, but looks great. It's great to have the guy back out there because, you know, everybody has so much love for him. But, you know, he's doing a good job. So he's been practicing well, and we'll see what the next week has for us.